So, last talk of this session is about the RUM Archive, which is a data set of anonymized real user monitoring measurements. And now I know what some of you are thinking, Robin, if it's a data set, why does it have a palm tree in the logo? Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But think about it for a second. What happens if you go to a palm tree and you shake it? Something interesting might fall out, like, you know, a coconut. And the same thing happens with the RUM Archive. You know, if you shake it a little bit, something interesting might fall out. But for both, you need to be a little bit careful. Because if you're not, the coconut might fall straight on your face, leaving you scarred for life. Okay? So we need to be a little bit cautious in how we query the RUM Archive, and we'll get to that later. The first thing I want to explain is what is actually in there. How do we get the coconuts in there? So currently, all the data is from the Akamai Mpulse product, which basically means we have a lot of Akamai customers that have Mpulse, and they let us put a piece of JavaScript on each of their pages. And so every time a page is loaded, we send what is called a beacon, which contains all the performance measurements and a lot of other metadata for later analysis. Now, usually, our customers only see their own data, obviously. And here, we want to make this more publicly available. So we have to do a couple of things first. First of all, we filter the data. We only do the top 100 customers in terms of traffic. We anonymize the data. This includes stripping all of the URLs, so you won't know which measurement belongs to which site, which is a sad but necessary operation that we have to do. And then we further aggregate the data so that many similar measurements are actually combined into a single histogram for later analysis. This gives us two data sets. One, of course, for the page loads, and then one for third-party resources. These will be things like Google Analytics that are loaded from external URLs by many different customers, and so we can also offer some insights on that. We have most of the performance metrics you would expect, including some others, like rage clicks. This is if people got very frustrated, they start clicking the same area of the screen, trying to make it work. For the third-party resources, we can also show if they were loaded from the cache or not. Very interesting. But crucially, one of the things we try to make the difference in is that we collect data from all the different browsers on all the different platforms. And you can, of course, also query on those from the data set as well. Now, you might be thinking, Robin, sounds fine, but don't we already have this from other public data sets, right? And partially, yes, this is true. We are blessed with a very good web and web performance data sets, but we still feel that there are some gaps in there, gaps that we hope that the RUM Archive might help fill, especially when it comes to things like cross-browser and real user monitoring data. So let's say you're interested now and you say, how do I actually get access to this data? Well, the main way is through Google BigQuery, where most of the data is stored. BigQuery is a very powerful, very flexible platform. It's sadly not the cheapest. It does cost you a bit of money. And even if you're willing to pay, it can take a while until you get useful data out of this, which is something a colleague of the Mozillians here today noticed a while ago. Their reasoning was sound. They were trying to look for user agent Firefox on device mobile, expecting to get Firefox mobile data, obviously. Doesn't actually work, because in the RUM Archive, Firefox is really just Firefox desktop. If you want mobile, you need Firefox mobile for Android and Firefox iOS for iOS. This is because we at the RUM Archive put stock in consistency above all things, right? Now, especially for newer users, going to BigQuery directly is sometimes a bit of a big hurdle. So we also have a cheaper way, which we call the RUM Insights. This is basically the team saying, okay, this is what we think most people will want to know about this data.